This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Power Breakfast with TT. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. on Power 98.7.
All righty then, and let's get into it, shall we? So the police in Kenya have fired tear gas and used water cannon to disperse protesters gathering near the parliament in the capital, Nairobi, to demonstrate against planned tax hikes that many fear will worsen the cost of living crisis. Tense scenes played out in the capital yesterday as hundreds took to the streets in opposition to a finance bill which proposes introducing new taxes and levies that would increase the price of basic goods. Let's get more on this. Joining us on the line, Jason Musyoka, who's a development economist and is a Kenyan national himself, joins us on the line. Good morning to you, Dr. Musyoka.
Good morning, Titi.
Thank you very much for joining us. If you can briefly summarize what are we dealing with here in terms of the taxes that are we talking about income tax? Are we talking about general taxes levied on goods and services?
Right. So this is an annual process that in Kenya usually takes place, as it does in most other countries. So we have every year reviews of the previous tax process. And the current finance bill that is, obviously quite contentious, it looks at a raft of all aspects of taxes. So that could be VAT, it could be income taxes, and so forth. And it follows what is referred to as a medium-term revenue strategy, which is usually a two-year strategy, looking up to 2026-2027 financial year. And the finance bill follows that, and it tries to effect some of the changes or aspirations or goals that are set forth by the medium-term revenue strategy. In this case, Titi, we have, for example, Kenya's a revenue deficit, which is at about 5.7%. And by the way, that compares with South Africa, which is currently at the moment of, I think, about 4.9%. So the idea is for government to push forward quite rapidly, actually, from that deficit of 5.7% up to just about just below 4%. That is really the gist of the whole finance bill. It's trying to reduce that that deficit.
And what about the response here? I mean, by just judging by reports coming out of there, the protests have been massive. And even though I said in the introduction it was mainly Nairobi, it was definitely not confined to Nairobi. What we are seeing is, and what do you make of the way that Kenyans have come out? What is this indicative of?
So two things, perhaps. The first is that there were some provisions in the finance bill that touched on the poor and the working class, quite much, actually. Mm. And part of that is the taxing of bread. Bread in most countries, including in South Africa, is zero-rated because it's a basic need, particularly for those who can't afford three meals a day. Mm. And in fact, there's a global agenda to make sure that bread has all the nutritional value for food so that you're able to. And so with all that said, the Kenyan government has been pushing forward to, at least for the current finance bill, looks at putting VAT on bread and other basics like sanitary pads for young girls. And then you have also, diapers, vegetable oil, things that are really zero rated across the world.
Right.
And I think that is really what sparked an outcry because it's going obviously to affect the cost of living.
And the scale of the protest seems to have also had an effect on, or at least has had some kind of impact, because government, I gather, has made some concessions.
They were forced to. And just to go back on the point you mentioned, the protests started in Nairobi and they have gone national to every major city in the country. And the concessions made were that the VAT on bread and some of those other aspects were dropped, including a motor vehicle tax. But that doesn't really take away the burden still, because there was a shifting of removing VAT from bread, but then putting the same increases in fuel. So I think there is a sense from the public that, you know, the burden is not really taken away.
Thank you so much to Dr. Jason Musyoka, development economist there, joining us on the line, talking to us about the protests against these new taxes in Kenya. I appreciate your time, Dr. Musyoka. Have a good weekend.
Thank you so much, Titi.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.